natural sausage casings.
Now, thought for the day is one-sided. Not my words, but the words of those of you who think that thought for the day is one-sided. It isn't, of course, because it has thoughts for all coloured faiths, not just the white ones. But what it doesn't have is one for... Well, I'll let listener Blaze Corpse Grinder explain.
Dear listen against, I'm the lead singer of a death metal band, and as such, I believe in the existence of a satanic force in this world that is just as powerful as any other force, such as Jesus, Muslim, or gravity. But why, oh why, oh why are my beliefs, brackets, in an iniquitous dark overlord, close brackets, not represented on the otherwise excellent Today programme in the same way that other faiths are? Could the balance possibly be redressed?
Well, Mr. Corpse Grinder, it might just be your lucky day. We asked the editor of Today if there were any plans to make the slot inclusive of Satanism, and he or she, to be honest, no one's sure, tells us that there are. On Tuesday next week, then, making his thought for the debut is High Priest Vexen Le Crowley, Grand Master of the Temple of the Order of Mephistopheles in Hendon. Here's a sneak preview.
Good morning. Yesterday, as I was cycling home from my local farm shop, I stopped by a dry stone wall to rest a while. On the other side, I was surprised to see a goat caught by the horns in a thicket where it becomes stuck fast. The little chap struggled and struggled, but... you know, he never gave up. And then I thought, well, that's a bit like Satan, isn't it? He's got horns too, and a tail, although it isn't like a goat's one. And blow me down if that didn't remind me that the High Lord of Filth required a sacrifice and I had nothing from the farm shop but strawberries. So I took the goat, and then at midnight, surrounded by half-naked dancing teenagers, I killed that brave little goat and drank its blood. And that should give us all something to think about.
High Priest Vexen Le Crowley there with the first ever Thought for the Day for Satanists. Well, as a radio listener...